Coach Craig Bohl was standing across the way, and he was giving me a thumbs up on my meet, defeat, repeat Bison t-shirt, which, and so I brought him in, and you're looking pretty dapper too, Coach.
Well, thanks, Jack. You know what I was doing, the fan, always appreciate the fan and those guys over there, but I didn't see the back end of your shirt. I saw Bison football, so I was, yeah, meet, defeat, and repeat. You know what, we're just trying to get a first down right now, Jack.
I know. You know, every time we've had you on, I've commented on how snappily dressed you are, and I've never known if you really liked it when I did that, but I can't help it. Even when I'm, you know, watching the game on TV, I always say, look at that. I got to get a pair of pants like that. And then I see where you're in the New York Times today.
You know, it was great exposure for NDSU. They came in and you know, we've got a great clothing line here in town, Strauss. Those guys do a great job, and so it was good to see NDSU get some national exposure in the New York Times.
Well, it really is. So the New York Times has an article about, what is it called, dressing with panache?
They just did an article on NDSU football, and I know Strauss got mentioned, and I said, geez, Rick, that's pretty good national exposure right there.
That really is. That's cool. And I'm glad you stopped in. This has been an exciting run.
You know what it has? We've got a remarkable football team, a bunch of really good guys, Jack, and it's hard to maintain a level of consistency when you're dealing in a competitive field where everybody's got about the same amount of resources. And so for these guys to, I think the backbone of this football team is 36-2 right now. And that doesn't happen by chance. That's a lot of resolve and determination by some really excellent players and good young men.
You know, when this D1 thing was coming, I thought it would be great if the Bison fit into the Big Sky Conference, because it's kind of a home tie for me, et cetera, hometown tie from 100 years ago. But this Missouri Valley Conference has turned out to be a lot tougher than I ever expected.
You know what, Jack? I will admit, I was kind of on the same thoughts you were. We were a Division II school trying to look for a conference, and you know, I know NDSU had played schools like Montana State and Northern Arizona. We had just gotten done by playing the University of Montana. And so that's kind of was my mindset too. And the Big Sky initially came in and said they weren't interested in NDSU, and which was their choice. And we were invited in the Missouri Valley Conference, and boy,
turned out
this is a really competitive league. Each year that league is rated as the most competitive league in FCS football. We've developed some tremendous, tremendous games, and our game against Northern Iowa is always a very competitive game. Illinois State has been an excellent game. We've got Youngstown next week. South Dakota State's been good. So it's been a great home for us, and so we're really pleased about the Valley.
And I know you weren't listening earlier, but my opening guest here was a friend of mine who moved away here from 10 years ago, the biggest Bison fan. He was the first huge Bison fan I ever met. He drove back. He was a road warrior with his family.
Oh, goodness gracious.
From Spokane, Washington, to be here at the Harvest Bowl on his son's 27th birthday. He was nervous as heck. I was afraid he was going to swallow his tongue. But he is a huge fan of the Bison. He listens to us on the app, and he somehow gets it up on the computer and all of that. So I just want you to know, I know one guy drove 1,348 miles.
We have got a great fan support out there all throughout the country, and so we're really pleased. Not only in our area, but around the country, what has happened, the guys at ESPN told me this, is now, as opposed to saying North Dakota State, if you say NDSU in Oregon, we've been branded. They know it's North Dakota State. You don't have to, it's like UCLA, NDSU. So that's great for NDSU.
Thank you, Coach, for stopping by. I appreciate it.